Hello, my name is Michal Horowitz, and welcome back to Torah Imecha Parsha. Today we are going to be studying Parshas Vayera. So we are journeying through the book of Bereshis together. A lot happens in Parshas Vayera, as is the way of Sefer Bereshis. A lot happens in every Parsha. Let me give you the Parsha overview, of a brief overview of what happens in each Parak. Parshas Vayera begins in Parak Yud Ches of Bereshis. Avram Avinu is recuperating from his Bris Milah. It is the third day post Bris Milah. Hashem comes levaker et hachola. First Rashi to the parsha, quoting Masechah Sota Yodalad Aleph, tells us that Hashem comes to do bikur cholim, and the malachim come, the angels come, and they tell Avram that Sarah, your wife, will have a baby ka'es chaya ulasar ben. At this time next year, Sarah will have a child. After the malachim visit to heal Avram and give the news, two of the malachim go to Sodom, upon which they will destroy Sodom and Amorah. They will save Lot, his wife, who ultimately turns into a pillar of salt, and his two daughters. That is the theme of Perek Yotes, the angel's arrival in Sodom, as well as the destruction of Sodom, as well as Lot's escape. Relations with his daughters, Ammon and Moab, are born as a result of the relation with his daughters. Perek Chaf finds Avram and Sarah in the territory of Avimelech, the king of Gerar. Avimelech takes Sarah, ultimately he releases her. Avimelech gives Avram gifts. Avram prays for Avimelech, who is healed. Parchof Aleph, Yitzchak is finally born, the long-awaited son. Our second patriarch is born in Parchof Aleph. Additionally, Hagar and her son Yishmael are sent away. And Parchof Beis is the climax, if you will, of the Nisyonos of Avram Avinu's life. Parchof Beis tells us the powerful, difficult Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac. This is just a parsha overview. Today, I want to focus on the prayers of Avraham Avinu on behalf of the people of Sodom. So the Torah tells us in Parak Yud Ches, chapter 18 of the parsha, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vayigash, this is after the angels have left the tent of Avram and Sarah, and they are on their way to Sodom, to Lot. So the pasuk tells us, Vayigash Avram Vayomer. Avram came forward. Targum Unklus Ukirev Avram. Avram Karav. He comes close to Hashem. And Rashi says, Hagasha Litfila. It is Hagasha for prayer. Avram is about to daven. Vayigash Avram. And Avram comes close to Hashem. Vayomer. And he says, Ha'af Tispet Sadikim Rasha, God, are you going to destroy the righteous with the wicked? Ulayesh Hamishim Tzadikim Betochair. Maybe there are 50 righteous people in the middle of the city. Are you going to obliterate and destroy the whole place? But if there are 50 righteous who are in her midst, God forbid that you, God, should do such a thing, to put to death the righteous with the wicked, and the righteous will be counted like the wicked. It'll be a profanity for you. The ruler of the whole earth should not do justice, the judge of the whole earth. Hashofet kol ha'aretz lo yaseh mishpat, the judge of all earth will not do justice and righteousness. Vayom Hashem, and Hashem said, Im emtza b'stam chamishim tzadikim b'toch ha'ir, if I find in Stam 50 righteous in the midst of the city, v'nasasi l'chol ha'makom ba'avram, I will spare the entire place on account of the 50. And Avram says, okay, great, you know, I've just begun to speak, I'm just dust and ashes, maybe it will be 50 righteous minus 5. Will you destroy the whole city because of the 5? Really, Avram is bargaining, and Hashem says, okay, I won't destroy if there are 45. And Avram continues to speak to God, and he says, maybe there will be 40. I will, lo asa, and Hashem says, I will not act if there are 40 righteous. And don't be angry at me, Hashem, I'm just going to speak again, maybe there will be 30 righteous. And God says, if there are 30 righteous, he won't destroy the city. And Avram still keeps going. I've just begun to speak to my God, and maybe you will find there are 20. And Hashem says, I won't destroy if there are 20. Vayomer, and Avram says, Al na yichar la Adonai. Uh-oh, it shouldn't be. Please don't be angry, Hashem. I'm going to speak one more time. Maybe you will find a Sarah. Maybe there'll be a minion of men in the city of Sodom. And Hashem says, Lo ashchis ba'avur ha'asara. If I find 10 men, I won't destroy. Abraham, God departed when he finished speaking to Abraham, and Avram returned to his place. Of course, in Perek Yotes, by the way, the very next Perek Yotes, Pasuk Aleph, Lot was sitting in the city gates. We spoke about that in depth. I think it was a beautiful var based on Shmuel Golden. We spoke about that in last week's Parsha podcast. So the angels arrive in Sodom, and of course, Lot and his wife and his daughters are taken out by force out of the city, and we all know that the cities were absolutely obliterated, as the psukim say, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chav Dalet, V'Hashem Himtir al Sodom v'al Amor Gafris ve'ish. God caused rain down upon Sodom and Amorah, sulfur and fire from before Hashem, from the heavens, V'yahafoch es ha'arim ha'el, and God overturned these cities, V'es kol ha'kikar, and the entire plain, V'es kol yoshvei ha'arim, and all the inhabitants of these cities, V'tzemech ha'adama, even the vegetation of the earth was destroyed. Everything was absolutely obliterated, and Lot's wife turned around, and she became a pillar of salt. Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chav Zayin, we have just been told that everything was absolutely destroyed. What happened to Avram Avinu's tefillos? What happened to Tzadik Gozer, V'Akosh Baruch Mikayim? A Tzadik says something, and Hashem Kavyachah is forced to listen. Now, Avram does not yet know what happened to his tefillos, but we do know that the next Pasuk tells us, 1927, Yud Tes Chav Zayin. Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Avram woke up early in the morning. El Hamakom Asher Amad Sham Es Pnei Hashem. To the place where he stood there before God. Pasuk Chav Ches. Vayashkem Al Pnei Sodom V'Amorah. He gazed down upon Sodom and Amorah. Al Kol Pnei Eretz. And over the face of the land. Hakikar, the land of the plain. Vayar. And he saw. V'hine Ala Kitar Ha'aretz Ki Kitar Kirshan. And it was smoking. The smoke of the earth rose like the smoke of a lime pit. So we are told that Avram Avinu woke up in the morning, al hamakom asher amad sham es pnei Hashem, to the place where he stood yesterday in the face of God, and he gazes over the cities of Sodom and Amorah, and over the face of the earth and the plains of the land, and he saw it is smoking like the smoke of a lime pit. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Chav Vav Amud Beis famously tells us, here we go, Tanya, Kivase de Rabbi Yose be Rabbi Chanina. A braisa was taught in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Yose, the son of Rabbi Chanina. Avram tikein tefila shachris. Avram established or instituted that morning prayers. Now, it doesn't mean like the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah gave us the Amidah, the Shemona Esrei, the 18 brachos, the Adavil Malshinim, which is now 19 brachos. No, it means that Avraham Avinu, our first patriarch, the founder of the Ummah Yisraelis, founded and instituted the idea that in the morning a Jew wakes up and he praises, he prays, he requests, he beseeches, he davens to God. Like the Gemara says, Avram tikein tefillah shachris. Avram established or instituted the morning prayer. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Parshas Vayera Yotes Chav Zayin, which we just went through. Vayashkem Avram baboker el hamakom asher amad sham es pnei Hashem. Avram arose early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the face of God. Says the Gemara, Ein amida ela tefillah. The fact that it says Avram was amad sham, he stood there. Ein amida. Standing denotes tefillah. Quoting a pasuk from Tehillim, the Gemara says, "Vayamod Pinchas vayipalel vateatzer hamagefa." Pinchas rose up, but the sin of Zimri and Cosby, by the sin of Balpar, Pinchas rose up and he brought a judgment, and he realized he had to kill Zimri and Cosby, and the plague stopped. Vayamod Pinchas, Pinchas prayed for success. Ein amida ela lashon tefillah. Amod la amod b'makom, to stand in the place means prayer, and therefore the Gemara learns out from our pasuk in Vayera Yud Tes Chav Zayin Vayashkim Avram baboker el hamakom asher amad sham es pnei Hashem. It must be that Avram daven and he established the morning routine of prayer. Furthermore, the Gemara says Yitzchak tikein tefillas mincha parshas Chayisara. Yitzchak established afternoon prayer. Shneamar, as it says, Vayetze Yitzchak 24:67. Vayetze Yitzchak. I'm sorry. 2463. 67 is the last pasuk in Perek Chav Dalet. 2463. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basada lifnos erev. Yitzchak went out lasuach basada as it was turning to evening, meaning it was afternoon. And Yitzchak went out to do what in the field? What is lasuach basada? So if you look in a chumash there, Perek Samech Dalet, No, parachov dalad, I'm so sorry. Parachov dalad, pasuk samach gimel. You will say they're both unklus and Rashi. Lasuach basada is lashon tefillah. Yitzchak went out to daven in the field, lifnos erev, towards evening. It wasn't morning, it wasn't evening, it was turning into evening. That's tefillas mincha. And therefore Yitzchak established the afternoon prayer. Ve'ein sicha ela tefillah. Sicha is none other than prayer. So we know that Yitzchak instituted the afternoon mincha prayer. Finally, by process of elimination, you could almost say, if Avram is mesachin tefillas shachris and Yitzchak was mesachin tefillas mincha, then who is mesachin tefillas arvis? Yaakov tikein tefillas arvis, the third patriarch, Jacob, the Yaakov Avinu, established the evening prayer, as it says when he had his famous dream. He encountered the place and he slept there. Vayifga. He encountered the place. In pgiya ala tefila. Pgiya means prayer. So we see that the three sages established the daily prayers. Avram established the morning prayer. A Jew should wake up in the morning. And before he does anything, he should thank God and pray to God. In the afternoon, we must take time from our busy day, especially we're moving into the winter months now. It's harder to stop what you're doing and to take time and say, now I have to daven. This is time for me and Hashem in the middle of your hecticness of your day. And finally, arvis, when you're tired and you spent the whole day working or running after young children or whatever it was that you're doing. When evening comes, we have to know, vayifka b'makom vayalan sham, even there, we encounter the Almighty and we pray before we go to sleep. It's an important fundamentally important ideal in the life of the Jew, tefillah. Because tefillah represents our connection with the Almighty. In a world of chaos, the only constant is Torah and Hashem. And He wants to hear from us. Imagine that. Infinite. Ein Sof. The Haya Hove V'Yihya waits to hear from us. What is prayer of the heart? Rashi quotes this to Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. U'la'avda b'chol avavchem, serve God with all your heart. What is service of the heart? Tefillah. To pray to God. And it's work. It's avoda. But I want to point out for you something that I consider very, very beautiful in our parsha. It's not just that Avram established the morning prayers. I want you to listen to the sequence. Right? At the end of Perek Yud Ches, Avram davens, and he really davens. He bargains 50 tzaddikim, 50 minus 5, 40, 30, 20, 10, and he's going up to bat for the wicked people of Sodom and Amorah. And Hashem agrees, if there's a minion, I will destroy them. And then Sodom is totally destroyed. And then what does it tell us? Avram woke up early in the morning to the place where he stood there before the face of God. The Gemara says, we just went through it. Avram was mesakin tefil shachris. Then, pasuk chavches, v'yashkev al pnei Sodom v'amorah. And Avram gazed down onto the face of, looked towards, Sodom and Amorah, and to the face of the earth and the plains, and he sees it's smoking like the smoke of a lime pit. What's the godless of this pasuk? What's the godless of Avram Avinu? That's the godless of an Eved Hashem. Listen, if this was me, and I fervently prayed for something, and it's like something major, okay? Now let me choose the right paint color for my house, although for some people that might be major. Now let me have the right color nail polish in the manicure salon. Like really major. Please don't destroy Sodom and Amorah. I am the Baal Chesed par excellence. I love humanity. I welcome dusty nomadic Arabs to my home. Please save Sodom and Amorah. First of all, I wouldn't sleep at night. That's first of all, I wouldn't sleep. Avram sleeping, Vayashkim, he woke up, means he was asleep. And second of all, the first thing I would do in the morning is check the news. Tefillah could wait. I have to know if my prayers were answered. Shouldn't it first say, Vayashkim Avram Babokar, Avram woke up early in the morning. Vayashkim Val Pnei Sodom V'Amor Val Kol Pnei Aretz HaKikar. Shouldn't it first say Avram woke up early? He checked the news. And he saw that Sodom and Amor were smoking like the smoke of a lime pit. And then he said, oi, time for Shachris. No. Avram had such implicit, inherent, pure, his halach lefani vehei tamim amuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, faith in the righteous God. That he knew that the lives of the people of Sodom and Amorah were on the line. Yet A, he was able to sleep. And B, when he woke up, first he prayed to God. Then he checked the news. I think that has a strong Mr. Haskell for all of us. How do we prioritize our actions of the morning? What comes first? What comes next? Does Facebook come first? Do podcasts come first? Do news come first? Or does tefillah come first? Even something so fundamentally important, Avraham Avinu had such faith in God that called Avid Rachman Latav Avid, whatever he does is for the good, that first Avram prayed, then he checked the news. I think it's something that could change our lives. I think it's something important to keep in mind. The Ribbono Shel Olam comes first. The rest of the world needs to come second. I thank you for learning with me. Torat Imecha Parsha. Parshas Vayera, Be'ezrat Hashem. We will continue next week. I wish you a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.